Well, he's had a great body of work in the NFL, yes. And when he came in, we had reasons to bring him in because we were getting thin, and he's done a great job of learning the defense and working his way in, and we've had him do a couple different things. So he's done a great job of stepping in and doing the job.
Did it take a while for him to get a hold of the defense?
Well, there for a while when it first came in, we had him, because we had some other injuries, we had him playing behind DK, and then when we had the problems with the mic, he moved over the mic, and it's hard coming in and learning the entire system, but he's done a great job of encompassing it all, and does a great job for us.
You mentioned moving him around here and there. You've had to move a lot of guys around with all your injuries. How has that been a challenge for you to have all these guys ready at all these different spots? Because frankly, they've had to play a lot of different spots.
Well, I think it's the nature of the position. You have to do it in this league. You gotta be ready for injuries at any given time, and so guys have to double duty their learning. Right? So I'm the will linebacker in base. I may have to back up at the mic. I may have to back up at the Sam. And then when we get into the sub packages, that's where a guy's got to really know, okay, what's my role? Where am I going to be playing? Who am I backing up? And they do a good job. They're all smart men, and that's a help for me, because I can say, okay, here's your double duty this week. Here's your double duty this week. And they all understand. They all understand what they have. And a lot of times they don't get reps at the second position, but they got to know what's going on. And all my guys are very scheme conscious. They have an idea of what we're trying to get done from each of the positions. And so it makes it a lot easier for me as a coach to be able to have smart guys that can go in and do that.
All that movement, especially in Mike, has that made it difficult to do a lot of the pre-snap adjustments Spags likes to do, reading the defense, making those pre-snap audibles and making those types of adjustments?
No, I think the guys are all in tune to that. The more we go, the more we do. And, I think from a standpoint of having the same guy do it week in, week out, that, is a total possibly. But they've all taken that role and they all understand the things that have to be done.
I know Unger's banged up now, but his ability to come along as quickly as he did and really step in and play a prominent role earlier in the year, what can you say about his progress and how quickly he came along in the system?
Like you said, coming in like he did, probably no one in the NFL world even knew who he was. But he was a kid in college who made plays and was always around the ball and understands the game. He did a great job coming in this year and going in the first Dallas game and making plays, and he was one of our most productive guys. So I like where he's at. We got to get him fixed up in terms of his injury, but he'll add great depth to whoever we put out there.
Finally, Devon Kennard, where has he made the biggest jump from year one to year two in your mind?
I think just his now he's more involved in all the packages, and we can use him in multiple positions on the ball. Setting the edge, we can put him, as a roam around kind of guy and sub. We can stick him back off the ball in a four-man front as an inside backer. And to me, his overall understanding of the game has gone up tremendously. And I think, from year one to year two, that's probably the biggest improvement he's made, is being able to go in and do all of that and feel comfortable and taking the role of taking the defensive signal and getting guys lined up and stuff. I like where he's at.